Welcome to the We Don't Claim to Be Experts podcast. I'm Nick.
I'm Katie.
I'm Emily.
We're three siblings that are using today's technology to relive our 90s nostalgia together. Join us, won't you?
Did we have homework for this one?
No.
Okay.
We're just going to talk about it. I think we could do this one as a short and sweet one if you guys want.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with whatever. I only have plans to work on my car today.
All right, guys. Let me draw a picture.
Paint one for me.
I'll draw it.
Paint me like one of your friends.
I don't even know. Okay, hold on. Never mind. I can't start with this. When did we go to a movie store? Was it random? Was it like we're planning Friday night, we're going to go to a movie store? Or
it was random.
It was like a special treat.
Yeah. Random. When did we go? Was it Video Burns?
Yeah, Video Burns usually. And there was Hollywood Video and Blockbuster.
Hollywood Video was up by Smith's.
No, that was Video Burns.
But then it turned into Hollywood Video.
No, I don't think so.
And then it turned into a Blockbuster.
Hollywood Video was down by Target.
Hollywood Video was?
it turned into all three of those.
It's the natural evolution of the video
store. No, so, Blockbuster is where the Verizon store is that we went to that one time, Nick. That was Blockbuster. Hollywood Video was where the Skechers store is now. And then Video Burns was up by Smith's.
That's right.
Wait, hold on. Say that all one more time. The only reason why I say it is because I got this new flavor I'm trying out.
And your brain was trying to interpret
Good and Gather.
Like, that sensation.
I forgot what flavor it was. It was so intense. It's cucumber mint.
It all again.
It doesn't taste like anything.
The look on your face was like, I don't like it.
I don't like it. It's crazy. It doesn't, I mean, it kind of tastes like mint. It kind of tastes like cucumber, but it just, those flavors shouldn't be together.
Well, don't ever go to a
spicy cucumber.
So Hollywood Video was by Target.
Where the Skechers store is now.
Right.
Blockbuster is where the Verizon store is.
Where's the Verizon store?
Down by Petco and Smith's and Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
But there was one across from Walgreens.
Yeah, that was later, though. That was, like, before the demise.
They
and that was
built
Blockbuster.
That for Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we should put a Blockbuster here, and then a year later, Netflix came out or something.
Yeah.
Poor Blockbuster.
They're like, we're expanding.
Vern's, I don't remember Vern's video that much.
Burns.
That's what I said. Is that the one we went to the most?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say.
Because it was like a Little Caesar. And so we would
and
get
I think
Little
it was
Caesars.
Like 99 cent videos too.
Man.
They had like super cheap rentals. You got them for like 3 days or something, which most places were like, I don't know. It was a good deal, I guess.
But why would we always either pick Beetlejuice or Nightmare Before Christmas?
No, we didn't do Nightmare Before Christmas. We mom and dad bought that because rental stores would sell their movies after they were no longer. So they'd buy 30 of them
when they were new
releases. And then they would sell the extras and then just put like a couple on the shelves. And so mom and dad bought Nightmare Before Christmas as like a used video. So we just had that in our collection, but it was in a clear video rental case.
I don't remember owning that movie.
It's terrible. It doesn't matter. It was scary. Okay. I'm like Finley.
it was different seeing it last Christmas. We went and saw it live or not live. They played the movie and the music was live. It was kind of a cool way to see it. Made me actually appreciate that movie a lot more. But I never really liked it until
I always wanted to touch the characters. The texture just looked so soft.
Yeah.
I don't like Sandy Paws.
Yeah. Sandy no, paws. That's not a good part.
Or I keep other than that, my drink, but other I really that, don't like this.
I don't mind it.
Stop drinking it.
It like tastes like cilantro, like lime and cucumber make cilantro. And I like
biology by Nick.
Okay, a couple quick things I just want to say about Blockbuster, just because I think that's like the most well-known. I don't know how, like, was Hollywood Video, they were like Blockbuster, but I don't think they were as
they were like big. A national.
Was Hollywood Video also national?
Yeah, and I think
I'll Google it.
Do you remember how we were talking about it and I was saying that there was one of the, like, I thought it was Blockbuster, but they would do like a condensed version of the movies so you would know what was coming out, and they would kind of make fun of the videos. I think it was Hollywood Video that actually had those commercials. But apparently the internet doesn't have it in its archive. I cannot find those commercials for the life of me.
They started in Oregon.
Interesting. Here's a inquiry on the subreddit R90s, which I just learned about. I'm going to have to join this subreddit. Okay, it's time for the biggest 90s battles I haven't seen yet. Which movie rental chain was better for you, Hollywood or Blockbuster? While my family and I went to both, we primarily went to Blockbuster, but for overall, I think Hollywood was better. I don't know. I think Blockbuster was probably bigger, but they typically had overall options were cheaper. Hollywood was family-friendly with late fees, whereas Blockbuster didn't instill no late fees until 2004. It's interesting. Yeah, everyone on here so far is saying Hollywood Video is better.
I always thought it was clever that they had like movie snacks and like popcorn that they would sell.
Hollywood
like,
Video had that?
I think all of them did. They like all had like little concessions, which I thought was very cute and clever.
This one says, I had a grudge against Blockbuster until they, since they charged me $80 for a video game I returned on time. You basically paid for the video game and had to return it. That sucks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In 1997, the CEO of Netflix was charged $40 for a late fee, and that's why he started the business.
I mean, there you go. Spite is the best way to start a business.
I will put you out of business.
His primarily was DVD rentals that were mailed. That's how Netflix started.
Yeah, I had to buy so many of those.
You had to?
Yeah,
Netflix DVDs?
I would return them. Well, I would forget to return them, and then they would just charge my debit card. So, like, when we were in a Classic, the amount of charges I had from Netflix because I just would forget.
Are you thinking of Redbox?
Yeah, no. Are you thinking of Redbox?
No, I had a membership to Netflix when they sent DVDs. I have a bunch in our my.
That's funny. But yeah, Redbox was revolutionary too. Yeah.
I also had to pay for a lot of those because ADHD and renting movies is not a good thing.
And we were up in Island Park once, and I went to the gas station, and I was like, do you guys, like, we didn't have, I mean, we're up in the mountains, and this was probably like 5 or 6 years ago, and, you know, there wasn't great internet service. We were in a trailer, and I asked the guy, I was like, do you have like a Redbox or anything up here? And he like laughed at me and was like, but I'm like, you would do great with all these people like coming camping and stuff. Now it's like, it would make a lot of sense because now everywhere has the internet up there, but it's like, that would have been a good lucrative business up in the middle of nowhere. Like,
seriously.
And he thought I was stupid. Like, yeah.
Here's a couple questions for you. How many stores do you think Blockbuster had in the late 90s?
60,000.
Not that many. 9,000 stores.
Oh, I was going to say 10,000. That was pretty close.
How many employees do you think they had in the late 90s?
22,000.
84,000 employees.
Oh, that's what I meant. Just kidding. Just kidding.
They had 65 million registered customers. 65 million. They were their total revenue each year was $3 billion.
And is that in today's or 90s money?
I was just going to say, like, in today's money, I bet that's significantly higher.
This could have been 90s money, or these were 90s numbers. So now that could be like 100,000 employees. I'm just kidding. a third of that money came from late fees. In the late 90s, they averaged $900 million in late fees that they charged people. So I don't know. I mean, we know why it failed, obviously, because they couldn't adapt to where things were going. But that model, that's just crazy. So when it was first invented, the idea was spawned in 1985, started in Dallas, by the way. It was just an innovative system with barcodes, and they had up to 10,000 titles in each store, depending on the store. 10,000 movies to pick from.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. A couple quick facts about Blockbuster. I don't have any facts about Hollywood Video. I kind of forgot about it. Because people aren't looking for the last Hollywood Video still in.
So in the... I will read a little bit about Hollywood Video. Uh-huh. In 1984, Mark Wattles left college and was struggling financially. Wattles' parents had given him and his wife a VCR, which they used as a form of low-cost entertainment. Wattles later said, "I thought there must be other people in America in the same shoes. I think it would be a great business." In 1985, Wattles borrowed money so that he could open a 500-square-foot video rental store with 300 films, located in downtown Portland, Oregon. In 1988, Wattles formed Hollywood Entertainment and served as the company's president and chief executive. Hollywood Video stores opened later in Washington, California, Nevada, and Texas. 16 stores in 1993. Each store averaged 16,000 videotapes.
HollywoodVideo.com is still a thing, but it hasn't been updated since October 14th, 2014.
Somebody's still paying for that domain.
Seriously.
They liquidated the company in 2010, so it dissolved more recently than I was thinking. But
I'm surprised they're not renting out that URL to Spirit. Right. Halloween store. Just kidding.
They have a thing on here, a little thing you can click on. The latest and greatest movies, shop now. I click shop now, takes me to Amazon.
That's crazy. That's funny.
Yeah, so they're still on the domain, but it's basically just the one site, like right when you open it. Man, so they relaunched as a movie news curator blog, so they're no longer in the business. Did I hear that Blockbuster was coming back, or did I make that up? Anyone hear a rumor about that?
I did hear a rumor about that. I
think there's one that like opened up, and it's like a
you can Airbnb. Go get a card.
We're talking about different things. There's an Airbnb Blockbuster. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. They don't run it out all the time, right?
I don't know.
As of December 2022, the last Blockbuster is one of three remaining video rental stores that are in operation throughout North America.
Oh, I think what I remember was Blockbuster.com. What is it? I just typed in. Says, "We are working on rewinding your movie." And so they think it's just a teaser of, you know, maybe they're coming back. Be kind, rewind. Did you ever get a movie that somebody didn't rewind?
No, because they had Mary Catherine Gallagher. In the back of the store rewinding him.
So my boy, the plastic bubble was on last night. Or...
Do you remember the video rental store by Grandma and Grandpa Jarvis?
I do not.
It was just west of Dan's. It was closer to Liberty Park.
Liberty west of Park.
Dan's. Where's Dan's at?
Dan's was west of Grandma and Grandpa's house. Was no. Albertson's?
Oh, yeah. Albertson's. Oh, sorry. Albertson's. Like, Dan's was south.
Albertson's, and it was west and not of by Liberty Park. But it was
Sugar House Park.
So there was Albertson's, and then there was like a building right behind it. And you had to like go around to that parking lot. But then there was a video rental store in there. I remember going in there with Grandpa.
And I think Video Vern's, just going back to that, I think that was where Dragon Isle is now.
Mm-hmm. I did not even think about that.
So Video Vern's was the same place that they just closed down their last location last year.
Oh, interesting.
Was it Video Vern? Oh, no. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Staying tuned.
I clicked on the article, but then it said 2002, so that can't be right. Let's see, the last closed down. Oh, it's Bountiful's famous video rental store. Let's see, Top Hat Video. Aw. Closed down after 40 years from the pandemic.
Wow.
Boo-hoo. Yeah, here's this whole article. 2002, Bon Voyage to Video Vern's. Video Vern's, a landmark rental site for rare and out-of-print movies, is closing its doors after 15 years. Aw. Claiming to be Utah's biggest video rental store. Video Vern's was well known for unusually large selections of movies, carrying 20,000 titles at its Holiday Boulevard location. Jeez.
I feel like this is debatable because Clean Flicks was like the superior place for a lot of people here in Utah.
Clean. Is that where they would edit out all the bad things?
Then they got in trouble, didn't they? Because they were technically like...
Well, and then they reopened and then got in trouble again because they still didn't get it right.
Because like, and now it's like Angel Vid or something like that.
Yeah, now it's a service.
Yeah.
Like a streaming service.
Okay, so I was looking up, so I was trying to find, I want to find those stupid commercials that I think Hollywood Video did, because I want you guys to hear it, because it was so, I remember it sticking out to me when I was younger, where they would like kind of make fun of the movie, but like tell you about it. And, anyway, but I found out that there's, a website called Rotten Apples, and you can search a show and find out if anybody is affiliated with that show that has been accused of like sexual misconduct.
Wow.
Interesting, huh?
Because so I was curious. Type in, let's see, so, on RonApples.com, I'm going to type in Jason Sudeikis.
Or, no, type in, you got to type in a movie, like American movie.
Oh, no, I'll type in Aladdin. The movie.
Ruining childhood. One
fresh apples.
Search
fresh
of apples. The time.
Fresh apples, everyone. Aladdin's got fresh apples. All right.
What does that mean?
That's if it's
none of them.
Oh, they're good.
No, no affiliation to anyone. Allegations of sexual misconduct against them.
That's a because
I was curious. Well, who is that comedian? Because I typed in Seinfeld because I was curious. Because do you know the comedian that got in trouble? I can't think of his name. He played the dog in Pets, and he was also on Seinfeld. He's the one who ran the chicken store.
The chicken store.
Louis C.K.
Yeah, is that who it is?
Oh, he's not the guy from, he's not in Seinfeld. But yeah,
he's not. It is Louis C.K. Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not him.
Oh,
it looks like him. Sorry.
Yeah, it does.
The Mummy is Fresh Apples. Thank goodness. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Fresh Apples. Whew. Okay, this is a great site. I'm trying to find a bad movie. What would be a bad movie?
American Beauty, I told you.
Well, you already looked that up.
No, I didn't.
Then how do you know it's bad?
Because I know who's in it.
Oh, yeah. All right, that is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wonder if Psycho.
Psycho?
So anyway, so there's a service you didn't know existed.
RottenApples.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Psycho is the director, Alfred Hitchcock. He was a creep.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He was really bad, too.
Yeah, he was a very big creep.
The actors. So do you guys think that something like that could come back? Video rental stores? Do you think that would ever catch on again? I guess that tangible item that
I think
you...
there's potential.
I don't think... I think it would be something like the Airbnb thing we talked about.
The what?
Like, they're Airbnb, so it's like an experience, you know? You go to this...
So...
You go to, like, an Airbnb. It looks like a Blockbuster. You stay the night. They have all these old crappy movies that you haven't seen since the 90s. It smells like popcorn. I think it's being an experience, not necessarily a...
I think we're, like, entering an era of people choosing to be less dependent on the internet. So I think there's potential.
I think that whenever I was in a video rental store, I never really thought about sleeping in it. So Emily's reading.
Yep.
I see your eyes moving.
Mark Roberts plays Seth.
What?
Mark.
Context, please.
Oh, from Seinfeld.
Yeah, I wanted to know that guy's name because I don't know why I thought he was.
I was so confused. I'm like, I don't even know who the chicken guy is. I don't know.
I don't know why I thought it was Louis C.K.
It looks like him. No, I think you're close.
You do think it looks like him? Okay.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I thought it was him. So that's why I searched Seinfeld and nothing came back. And I was like, interesting. I wonder, but if it's not even the right guy. But okay, real quick, going back to Seinfeld, because now I found something else interesting. So Kramer actor Michael Richards was virtually a vegan. So during the scene where Kramer eats chicken in bed, he actually only chewed on chicken skin and then spat it out in the bucket between takes.
Whoa. I looked up Louis C.K. is in Parks and Recreation. Parks and Recreation has fresh apples.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to know. If, like, you know, secondary or, like, yeah, how...
Has he been tried?
No.
But I think it just says anybody that is even accused on their...
Yeah, affiliation.
Well, see, that's...
Yeah. Allegations. Oh, here's a good one. 30 Rock. Whoa, yeah, nothing. Fresh apples.
There's another video.
But it also says that you can, like, submit a correction. So, it, you know, I mean, they're probably dependent on people.
Like Wikipedia?
Yeah.
In Cache Valley, they didn't really have,
if anyone's
like,
looking for a hobby.
They didn't have, like, big name movie rental places. They had a place called Hastings. And it was kind of like a media play, but you could rent movies there.
That sounds familiar. Something called Hastings.
They were here until 2016, and they closed when they went bankrupt. But Ben and I used to go there when we were first married, and we would rent movies.
Oh. Maybe that's why I heard about it. You talked about it.
Probably. But it was a fun store.
Did they have popcorn?
Yeah, they had a lot of stuff in there.
Anything you can think of, Emily.
You don't remember the fresh popcorn though.
No. But it was like media play, or like they also had like Spencer kind of stuff.
Oh, well, interesting.
Where like
backroom Spencer stuff.
No. Behind the hippie beads.
like t-shirts and stuff. But it was a cool store. Now there's the thing that took its place is not cool. But their sign says it's bougie on a budget.
It's what?
On a budget?
It's a bougie on a budget. And
how come it's not cool? What do they
regularly
do?
Goes through my head. So it's called Big Deal Outlet, and they get like local companies. They get like their stuff that's about to expire that they're taking off their shelves, and they sell it there. Or like they buy discounted clothing from like I got a sweatshirt there from, oh, I can't remember the name of the company, but it was one that like the sweatshirt was like normally $60 and I paid $2 for it. But it's a place kind of like that, but most of the food is questionable. Anyways, I miss Hastings. It was a cool store.
Did you ever rent N64 games from Blockbuster or Hollywood Video or?
The only one I ever rented was Beetle Adventure Racing.
And then you bought it. It was so good you had to buy it.
Bought it, yeah.
I mean,
this is blowing my socks off.
We really should do an episode, record an episode while we're playing that.
It all comes back to us.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
I don't remember ever paying for the rentals, but I don't know if mom ever got charged for late fees or how big a deal that was returning the movies. I don't know if you guys have any.
Well, always had like, they had a movie drop off like in their parking lot. It was like a mailbox and you would just drive up to it and drop it off. So
that was there for a long time, even after they closed for Video Burns.
Yeah.
That spurred a memory of mine, not related to movies. It's related to the library, but because we're borrowing things, I lost a book and I couldn't return it. And then mom told me they wouldn't allow me to have a library card because I never returned a book. And then when I got into like junior high or high school, I went to go get a library card and they're like, so you have a $2 fine that you need to pay.
That's what's great. That's like that Seinfeld episode when he's missing his book and it's like $6 or something.
But it was just like,
what was the guy's name? Like Bookshelf or something?
Bookman.
I can't remember his name now.
Something Bookman, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Mom knew me so well from that point. You know, like, no, you can't have one. Like, you lost a book
already. She's like, sorry, we're not going to be paying $2 every single time you rent a book.
Or, like, predicting the future of, like, you can't be trusted with a Netflix subscription because you're going to have to pay $20 for each movie you don't return.
Yeah, I wonder if Netflix will go back to that, video rentals, if, like, Netflix will open a store or something, DVD rentals.
Hello there. Do you follow us on Instagram? Our page is called We Don't Claim to Be Experts, all one word, on Instagram. We try to post updates, ask questions for upcoming episodes, and we post funny reels that have highlights from our most recent episodes. They also feature photos of us when we were kids. Don't forget to like our posts so we show up on your feed. Thanks, and happy listening.
Can I talk about, okay, so I have a Hulu subscription and it's commercials. And can I just tell you, that is the worst, having commercials with your streaming service.
Can't you pay extra and not have those?
Well, I can't figure out how to do it because it's like, it comes with my Disney Plus.
Oh.
And I can't figure out it, like, they won't, it does, I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
So I haven't watched Hulu in like 8 months.
Well, I think Hulu is free anyway, if with commercials.
Is it really?
I think so.
Ow.
I don't know, but AT&T is still giving me free HBO, and so I can't tell them that I still have that because I want to keep it.
That's an episode of Seinfeld, too.
What am I looking up?
Hulu prices?
Is Hulu free if you have to watch a lot of commercials? Oh my gosh!
There's some streaming service that has it where it's free, like, with commercials.
Oh, for every 30 seconds of video you watch, is it Fubo?
Yeah,
Fubo.
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 Fubo. Fubo.
What was Fubo?
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Is it Phoebe or what is it?
Okay, so here's another problem I have: is there are so many damn streaming sites.
Yeah.
Why do we have to have all of them?
That's what Apple was trying to solve with Apple TV. But everybody fought them on it. And so now you have to still pay for the subscription services. But
yeah, and Amazon does, like, they kind of condense everything where you can, like, look up a show and then if you have it linked. But I hate paying $6 for every single one. Now you're just paying cable prices because you're paying $70 for all your subscriptions.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll send you this link.
Oh, no. We want to hear it from your mouth.
What was the first thing you read, Katie? Yeah. I don't need to know. I want you to tell me.
The link I just sent was for Emily to get the subscription with no ads for all of them.
See, Emily, all you had to do was Google it for yourself. Hulu tried. With no ads.
I've tried. And it, like, sends me to different customer service. They're like, yeah, you have to go to your Disney Plus and fix it there. But then Disney Plus is like, no, you need to talk to Verizon.
Hulu is only free for the free trial.
What?
But we already, it's only free for your 30 days. But we already figured out it's Fubo. Fobo.
Fubo?
Fubalubaluba.
Fubalubalubies. All right. Well, I told you guys we should keep this episode just short and sweet. I mean, obviously, all this 90s folks liked our video store days. I can't get over that they built that building just for a Blockbuster, just for it to close.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And well, what's been in it since? There was a
bike, right now there's like an appliance store.
Yeah, there's like a bike shop.
There was a mattress place in there for a minute.
Yeah. Which I think the place in there now sells mattresses as well as appliances. But the bike shop was in there for a while. Mm-hmm. The cyclery.
Didn't it close during COVID?
No, because I think during COVID, Ryan said bike shops were going crazy. He's like, places can't keep bikes in stock. So it might have been before.
Mm.
I don't know. But anyway, but yeah, so.
Yeah, they were right there, and then it all just shut down so fast.
Yep. Their dream slipped out of their fingers.
Because of, wait, what did we just say? What is that word?
Redbox.
Spite.
Late fees.
Oh,
spite. All because of spite. They lost everything because of spite.
It is now time to play Trivia by Nick. Nick's Trivia, where people answer questions that Nick has asked.
All right, I got some 90s trivia for you. This is just generic 90s trivia. In 1999, how much was a gallon of gas?
Nick.
Emily.
Emily. And I'll give it to you if you're within 10 cents. Does that feel fair?
99 cents.
Nope. Katie.
85 cents.
Nope. It was more than that.
Okay, $1.10.
You're 12 within off, 10 I'll cents. Give it to you. $1.22 was how much a gallon of gas was. All right, how many Americans watched the O.J. Simpson verdict? And if you're within 10 million, I'll give it to you.
Emily.
Emily.
30 million.
Nope. More. Way
45.
More. Way more.
Seriously.
Okay, I am 90 million.
95 million Americans tuned into the O.J. Simpson trial. Talking about bringing us all together. All right. 60 million people were using these in 1994.
Emily.
Emily.
Thighmaster.
No. It was not the Thighmaster.
Do you know what that is, though?
That's the thing where you...
The jiggles?
Oh, that's not the thing that you put between your legs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Katie, your chance to take it. Any guesses? Wait.
Oh, I did have a guess, and now it's gone. Hang on.
After your guess, I'll give you guys a hint.
Thighmaster came out in 1990, if anyone cares.
answering machines.
No. This does have to do with technology, though. /doctors used them.
Okay, pager.
Yep. What TV show had the most watched television episode? TV show finale Nick. Had the most watched television episode.
Nick.
Who said, you said Nick?
Yeah.
Have you been saying Nick this whole time? Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were just saying my name. I'm like, what? What is it? KT, not Nick?
Wait, this was in the 90s?
Yep.
Golden Girls.
Nope.
I was going to say Friends, but that didn't end in the 90s, so...
I'll say it's not Friends and it's not Seinfeld.
How many did you say?
I can't think.
It was just the most watched.
Could you give us the station that it was on?
That's not going to help you.
Bet.
And I also cannot. Oh, CBS. If that gives you if you get it, Katie, you win. Emily is on the lead, 3-1 or 3-0. How many people watch this? 93 million also tuned in.
Okay, and it was a series finale?
Yeah. This is open for anyone now.
Open for anyone? What?
Open for business.
Was it a comedy or a serious show?
I think there was some serious, but it was mainly comedy.
Hmm.
1993. I'll give you the year.
I don't know.
That's when the finale hit.
I was barely a human. I don't know.
Oh, Cosby Show.
Nope, it was Cheers.
Oh my gosh, I was going to guess that. But I was like, there's no way that could be it.
Oh, man. Who was the best-selling artist in 1999? It's a group.
Emily. Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys is the correct answer. Yep. 9.4 million records sold.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah, go for it.
Sorry, I was just going to say, that would be kind of interesting because, you know, back in the day, if you liked a song, you had to buy, like, the artist's, like, whole album and potentially listen to all their music. It'd kind of be a bummer to be an artist nowadays where it's like you create all this music you hope people will like and then they can just pick one song and then... and not give a crap about anything, any of your other work, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Most people aren't even buying music anymore. You just pay for the streaming service.
Right.
Well, if you still listen to radio, you're kind of just hearing the one song anyway.
You're being fed what they want you to hear.
All right. Which movie was the best-selling VHS tape in the 90s? It's a cartoon.
Nick.
Katie.
The Lion King.
Nope, it's not The Lion King.
The Lion King was the best animated movie from the 90s.
Apparently not to everyone who bought this one.
Well, that is quite right.
We own this one. We owned it.
Okay.
Was the one Emily hated?
Emily?
Okay, Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Toy Story.
Oh!
It's not Toy Story.
Oh, really? Oh, that's what I was going to say as soon as she said it.
We own the second one?
We also own the second
Aladdin? One.
Aladdin!
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, Emily is smoking you, but we'll keep going. which popular children's toy did NSA think was a security threat?
Was it the little fairy thing?
No, it was something.
Go for it. Yak back or whatever. No.
It was something that was almost artificial intelligence.
Oh, Furby.
Furby.
Was that real?
Almost, but yeah, it was really Furby. Oh, what? My goodness. How many Tamagotchis do you think were sold in the 90s?
Nick.
Katie.
9 million.
Emily.
Way higher. Emily.
40 million.
Way higher.
I almost bought you guys Tamagotchis the other day.
76 million Tamagotchis.
Yikes.
They're $25 now.
Sheesh.
I bought mine. I got mine for 10.
Wow. What a great game of Nick's trivia, where people were asked questions and Nick waited for their answers.
Oh, man.
What?
But I got one of them. I had three of them. So I had a Gigapet and a Tamagotchi and then like a knockoff version. And I had three hanging
I thought you were talking about recently. I almost bought you guys one at Walmart the other day for $25 each.
I got one for 10. You thought I got a good deal? No, that was in 90s
where are you
money.
Your Tamagotchis?
That conversion rate adds up. 25 is right. Just kidding.
It's rude.
That's funny.
Thanks for the trivia. That was really fun.
There's Nick's trivia.
So did I win again, finally?
Emily won again.
Finally? You always win.
You think that, but you've won the last like three or four times, haven't you?
I quit keeping score of the game wins.
The overall?
Maybe one of our listening fans can figure that out. Okay. All right. There we go. There's another little doodad.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.